Okay, welcome back.
Another episode in. How's your week been?
It was a long week. Honestly, like, there's a lot of work is just hard. I'm trying to, like, figure out how to not be, like, 1,000% all the time so I don't, like, just stress myself out.
Or burn yourself out.
Yeah, burn myself out. Yeah, I only got to, like, work out, like, once this week. So I'm like, I need to be more active and just spend more time on me, you know? Yeah,
that's definitely good. You don't want to, like, burn yourself out and you're not going to ever have time for yourself. And
then I just get, like, angry or sad.
And we don't need that.
Anyway, so how's your week?
It's been good. Just, I feel like my week kind of went by fast. And then, like, towards the end of the week, it just started to drag. And I was like, come on, it's almost the weekend. I just want to get there already. But, you know, same old for me.
Except we're different now because the Tortured Poets Department is out.
I know.
So it's life
changed,
is different.
That did change Friday. So I didn't mind that Friday was a slow day at work because I was like, I'm listening to my music.
I got this. Yeah.
Don't bug me.
And I was up late listening to it too. Like trying. I think I fell asleep. I think I ended up listening to the whole thing, but I don't think it's crazy because I'm like, that was only yesterday, the night before. Like,
it feels so long.
I know the words.
Oh, I do too. I know literally all of the words to My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. I know all the words to that song already.
I know all the words to, the Tortured Poets Department to even just like the random ones, like the Bolter. I'm like, how do I know this? But it's because I read it. I read the whole thing. And then now it's just.
That's the only way to listen to
it. But it's
Taylor.
Like when you first hear it, you're hearing it like it's spoken. And not until multiple times do you hear the like music side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it takes so many listens.
Yeah.
Like weeks and weeks. It's just like it, I don't know. And there's still
We still some. Haven't fully processed it.
No, we don't even know what we don't know. There's things in there like just, ugh. I haven't even, it's too much. It's too much. It's fueling me, though.
Yeah, any spare time I have, I'm listening to the album.
Yeah, no, I'm obsessed with it. I love it so much. I actually think it is her best body of work that she has ever done.
It is so good. Oh, my God. And then the songs about Travis.
It's so high school.
I like that one a little bit more than
The Alchemy,
which is still good. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know why it's I so love cute. So High School. It's just very, like, cute and cheesy.
It's so cute. I just, and that video of them and, like, her I Fortnite. Know.
She's showing us, like, into her life again, which I like. Because
I know. I'm so happy.
Okay, so can you explain, like, the importance of Florida? Because I feel like that was mentioned so much throughout the album, but I don't really know why.
They do bring up Florida a lot. I don't know, because in the Florida song with Florence, like, they're just talking about Florida as being, like, an escape. And, like, it's, like, a place where you get away to.
Yeah.
And it's, like, it's a drug. And Florida is just a weird place, like, everyone knows. But then he does sit, Malone says it in Fortnite.
Yeah, and I feel like there's another song that mentions Florida.
So the other thing is that Florida was the show, but it was a show after her and Joe's breakup was announced. She was in Florida, like, performing, but I don't really feel like that part is, like, mentioned. So I don't know, unless they didn't spend time
because it seems, like, positive. And if it was about the breakup, I feel like it would be, like, negative.
Right. Or it also could be that after they broke up, like, she, I don't know, maybe was, like, reborn in Florida, like, went there, I don't know, maybe.
Oh, I can see that.
Like, had, yeah. I don't know, the whole Maddie Healy thing.
I was going to ask you, okay, so, like, I know, I think more about her music than I do about, like, her personal life, really.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you if you can explain Matt Healy to me, because I just know, like, she dated him, but he was, like,
they dated when they were younger, too.
Oh.
Like, much younger. I mean, I guess, like, 10
obviously
years ago.
Pre-Joe,
she was, like, 25. Yeah.
6 years.
Right.
Okay.
So maybe, like, 10 years ago, there's, like, a picture of her walking out of one of the gym. Like, it was when her hair was, like, short and, like, in a bob.
In a bob.
Yeah.
I hated when she had the bob because I can picture
Cody Sprout. Cody.
Yes! Cole Sprout.
Yes, Cole. Yes.
Yes. When he's dressed up as the girl in Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. Literally, that's all I can picture her.
I didn't like her at that time. Like, which is, like, terrible. But, like, that was when I wasn't as big of a fan.
Yeah.
And it was because, like, the hair and the outfits were cringy.
Yeah,
and
they
I was
were
just,
not.
like, stop. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
But yeah, so they date. There's a picture of her coming out of the gym wearing the 1989, or what is it called? The 1975, his band shirt, like wearing a band shirt. Mm-hmm. And then of him performing wearing like a 1989 shirt. Oh. So they were like much younger. And he is just, he's not the best guy ever.
Yeah, I like, heard he was like racist.
He's racist. Like. He said some like shitty things. Like he had some beef with Ice Spice. Like I'm pretty sure there was something about that. He had said something. He's kind of homophobic. Like he's just not like well loved. He's also like an alcoholic, I think, or just really, really drinks a lot. But he had a problem with drugs too.
I was gonna say she makes a lot of drug references.
Yeah, because she says like also though now her and like Travis makes her feel like the heroin without or with an
with
E.
With an E. Yeah.
Instead of right.
Actually.
So then last summer went fresh out the slammer. So when, like, she was with Joe, she felt like she was in a prison. I mean, mm-hmm. he put her in, like, the basement, yes, you know, and yeah. she was locked away. She got, like, an hour of sunshine a day. So as soon as she was out of prison, she knew exactly who she was going to call.
Yes. Okay, I got that reference. Her first call was Maddie.
So last summer, when they had their little thing, it was, like, 3 months, probably because only, like, 1 month of it was, like, public. We were all, like, it was when Jack Antonoff's wedding was happening, mm-mm. which, now that I think about it, wasn't...
He's married to Lena.
No. He's married to Margaret Qualley.
Oh.
He dated her, Lena Dunham, like, okay. years ago, yeah.
Yes, I thought that they were...
Margaret Qualley, did you ever see that show on Netflix called The Room, or... The maid, okay, don't even listen to me. I don't know the name of it, but she's in that. She's an actress, and her mom.
I think I've seen The Maid. Is that where she's like with her and her daughter?
Yes, that's her.
Oh,
that's okay. his wife.
And she like sinks into the couch in one episode or something, right?
Maybe I didn't see it. I've always wanted to see it, but I know it's really sad.
It is. It's super sad, but it's really good.
Yeah. So and her mom, if I showed you, her mom's Andie MacDowell, which is like, she's really famous. She's been famous forever. If you see her face, you'll probably recognize her. And she looks just like her mom. I actually think her mom's in the movie with her.
Andie MacDowell?
Yeah.
Oh, this lady.
Yep. She looks familiar, right? Like you're like, okay, you've definitely seen her. Yeah. I don't remember. Like exactly what she's from.
She is in The Maid. She's in a bunch of stuff. Oh, she was also in like the remake of Footloose. I was like, why have I seen her? I saw her in that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's been in tons of
I things. Like her hair. Like I like her gray hair. I think she looks so good. Like, are you serious?
I want to grow my gray hair out, actually. I have one. I have two, actually. So I have one here, like hidden, and then I have one at the top of my hair. So I'm actually gonna stop dyeing it because I want to hopefully let him grow out.
Yeah.
I was like, I know I'm still like young, but I want to let him come out.
I think it's going to take a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I think it does look. Like, if you can rock it, yeah. But the problem is that sometimes some people's hair, when they get older, like it'll start to thin or like it just doesn't have the same like life gets, like, to it.
Coarse.
Yeah. So then it doesn't always look like as good, unfortunately. But yeah, so our first call, I was going to say for some reason, I had this idea that Jack's wedding was in Florida, but I don't think it was. It was either upstate New York or it was Florida, now that I think about it. But she was dating Maddie again, and that's when he had told his friend Lucy, like, Lucy is like a really good mutual friend of all of them, and Jack is friends with all of them. And he was like, I love her. Like, they love each other. It was like a 3 month, like, a love affair.
Intense love affair.
Intense, yeah. Where like it was someone that when you were younger, you loved, you still love. It's never going to work with. And at that time, all her fans completely obliterated her. They were like, how dare you? Like, they wrote an open letter to him or to her. It's so funny. They were like, please, please, like,
dump him.
Dump him. And that's why I love that she's like, but daddy, I love him is just to us.
Yes.
It's like, quit your bitching and moaning. If I want to burn down my life, I'm going to do it. Shut up. And then... But what someone pointed
that
out,
song,
though.
By the way, hold on really quick on that song was fucking hilarious because when I was listening to it and she does say like, and I'm having his baby, I was literally like, what?
Oh, my God, I know.
And then her immediately like, just kidding, I'm not. And I literally was like, Taylor, I was upset. upstairs by myself because I was like, okay, Tyler, I'm going to go.
Yeah, you got to go.
So I'm going up there. And literally I was like, what?
Taylor, I know. Taylor. You're like, she's like, daddy, I'm having his baby. No, I'm not. But you should have seen your face, bitch. Yeah, like, that's what she's saying to it. Yeah, got you. It's so funny. She but all of us. What's funny is one of actually like the Bravo pages, the one I always comment on, she had posted this thing and she was like, I think that the end of the lyrics to But Daddy, I Love Him are actually like about Travis. So the beginning is about like that.
Yes.
But then the end.
I'm his lady and like my daddy loves him.
Yes. And like, you should have seen your faces, like, now that you have perspective of what I could be with and who I could be with. And now you're not invited to this wedding.
Yeah.
This is private. So it's like, I love it. I'm just like, I don't understand people just not understanding it. Like, I truly believe that if you don't like the music, I mean, if you don't like her voice, it's like one thing.
Yeah.
But if you don't like the music and you don't like the story, like when the album came out, I had it like in my headphones. I had it like playing on my phone. I had my iPad open. Like, I'm reading the lyrics.
That's what I was doing.
Like, I'm reading a book.
Yeah. You have to read the lyrics.
That is what you're doing. It's you're reading a book. You're taking in like literature.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand that, you don't understand the metaphors, the analogies, using the word soliloquy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, like if you don't know it, pull up a diary.
I mean,
dictionary.
But like, if you don't like it, if you don't get it, like that's on you because you're not. And I don't know. I don't think it's for everyone. And I will say that I'm not going to hide my opinion anymore. The reason I actually like love this album even more is because like, I'm sorry, but it's not for the kids.
Yes, no,
like,
it's not.
Right? This is not Shake It Off.
No. I was telling my sister, I was like, you'll like this. And my niece does like Taylor Swift too. So she was like, oh, Kylie's probably so excited. And I wanted to be like, this is not really an album for Kylie.
No, it
but
talks
I was like
about
sending my sister songs. I was like, oh my God, listen to this.
Yeah.
One. Like,
well, because she talks about wanting to die.
Yeah.
Wanting to kill herself. This sucks. Like, I hate this, but also
I
like
hate it here.
Yeah. I can't, like, this is like, there's so much pressure and all this stuff. And then it's like, I'm fine. I act like it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Every day.
I'm so depressed. I was showing Tyler that part. I was like, the lyrics are really sad and depressing. And I was like, but the beat is really up. Like,
it's Bejeweled's sister. No, it's Bejeweled's like crazy on meth sister. But it also.
The Asylum sister.
Yeah. But it also sounds like when you're listening to it, because like what'll happen is like I'll listen to it and I'll hear the other songs because they have similar keys. So like LMOL.
Okay.
Is.
I literally every song I was like, this sounds like one of her old songs.
Exactly.
Every single one, there's a little piece of it that sounds like an old song from one of her other albums.
Right. So Mastermind sounds like I'm a mastermind. And then it's like, I don't know, just the beat then. It's the same as that one. Or LOML. Is that what we're calling it, right?
Yeah, Love of My Life. Or Loss of My Life.
Yeah, I'm like... it sounds just like White Horse, you know?
Yes.
And you're just like, and then it's really cool because then eventually maybe she'll piece some, that's what she ended up doing with her, surprise songs. You know, she ended up doing like mashups and those mashups are, Out of the Woods mashup and Is It Over Now? I mean, the best mashup ever.
Yeah.
It's because every single song tells a story.
And they all like, connect.
And Peter is like Peter Pan.
Peter and Wendy.
Peter
you got
Wendy.
Into it, yeah.
Yeah. Because Cardigan. And then at the beginning, when she was on the Eras tour that night and she looked in the camera, she said, this one's for you. You know who you are. I love you. And that's what he had said at his concert. And she basically saying Cardigan is about him. So Peter is about him, which makes sense. Like he doesn't want to. Or the part where he like takes her ring off of her middle finger
and puts it on that finger. Oh my God. Like, yes.
It's like my heart has never felt like that since.
I got so teary-eyed listening to LOML.
Right,
like,
yeah.
After I was like, I looked in the mirror, my eyes were like bloodshot red. Because I was like holding it. I was like, no, don't cry, don't cry. Hold it in. And then when I looked, I was like, oh my God.
It's just, it's so like, it's not for kids. It's not for kids. It's for us. It's for us. We are the Tortured Poets Department.
Yes.
It's bitch, it's fuck. It's like, that's not for the kids.
Yeah. Oh God, Down Bad is so good.
Oh
too.
My God. Down, not again.
Yes.
It's like so vibey.
I was like laying in bed. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. You know what she said, because she'll like release, you know, she does like a little like, you know, explanation for each song. It's like on Apple Music or Apple Radio. I don't know where she did it. And she said that Down Bad is like, to keep in mind that every single song on this album is a, or every word is a metaphor. Everything is, you know.
It always is.
Yeah, it's all Taylor. Imagery and everything. And so Down Bad for Her is, like, as if she was, like, what's the word? Not, like, captivated, but, like, aliens came down, like, beamed her down, took them with her, and she got to, like, experience this whole world with them, and then she almost, like, loves them for it.
Yeah, she was, like, taken away.
Yeah, and then they bring her back, and, like, nobody in the town believes her, and she was like, what am I even doing? Like, I want to go back, even though it's supposed to be scary, it was fun.
Yeah.
Which is, like, also, like, a relationship, too. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, like, and 31 songs. How do you...
It was amazing.
It's so
good. I actually fell asleep before the second drop.
You didn't know it was going to drop?
I like, knew something was going to happen, but I was like, okay, I waited an hour. After I listened to the album completely all the way through, I was like, okay, maybe she's waiting. So I waited a little bit, and then I was like, okay. So I started playing the album again, and then by then I, like, fell asleep.
Yeah. I knew it was coming only because I was like, oh, where's the black dog? Where's the albatross? Like, where are the variants?
Yeah.
So I knew it was coming, but, and the 2 a.m. on the coffee cup and, like, everything.
This is just too much.
Like, even Travis did it. I was like, okay, we get it.
Yeah, you're like, it's coming. But
yeah, but it's, I literally, like, because I pre-saved it, you know? So it's like, as soon as it, like, 9 o'clock, right? Right mm-hmm. at 9 o'clock, yeah. It started playing, so it finished right at 10:05. And I was like, oh my God, I just got to experience this with, like, millions of people. Mm-hmm. Like, we all just got to sit here and listen to it.
Yeah.
And then when the second one,
remember I text you, we were both on the same song.
Right, yeah. Right. And then, like, it's just the coolest experience in the world. It's so cool.
Just to know how many people were listening to it
at the same time. And we all, it was the biggest, I mean, the most album streams in a single ever. I mean, the record. She broke her own record because Midnight's had broken it. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are we doing? She's just amazing. And I liked being in the car so I can just, like, blast it.
Yes.
There's nothing like just, like, singing along and, I love it.
Yeah, actually, when I was coming home from the salon earlier, I got stuck in so much traffic because I guess there was an accident on the freeway, like, on one of the exits. So it was, like, super backed up. So I was only in, like...
Did you wash your hair after?
No, she actually... So I went in and I got a cut and then she did a, like, a deep treatment.
Like a conditioning.
Like a deep condition treatment. I couldn't think of what the word was. Deep conditioning treatment. And then she diffused it for me. Because she was like, you have, like, naturally curly hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know how to
style it. That's when I came in, I was like, it's cute. It looks really cute.
I feel
cute.
Like it looks like, it's just, like, big. So I'm, like, not used to it. But I do like it. But
I like
I'm
it.
I'm just, like, getting used to it. So I don't know how to, like, I just have it, like, pushed out of my face. Because I'm like, I don't know how to wear it.
Right.
But she was like, and she had curly hair. And I actually realized after that the girl who was doing my hair today, like, she was the owner of the salon.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, so she really knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so she had curly hair, and I told her, I was like, I don't really know how to style it, like, but I know that when I go on my trip, I'm not gonna have, like, all of my tools with me. So I was like, I need to be able to wear it naturally. So she's like, I can show you how to do it.
Yeah.
So she did diffuse it for me today, and then she got down on her knees and, like, was in front of, because she had me flip my hair over my head.
Oh, because they do that thing.
Yeah, and then she was like, this is what you're going to do. So she got in front of me, got down on her knees, and, like, showed me, like, how to do it. She was like, I towel dry it, or if you have a t-shirt. Like, she's like, a t-shirt works too. Like, she's like, you just scrunch it, put a little bit of mousse in it, and then, like, scrunch it up, and then diffuse it. And, yeah, she was down on her knees diffusing my hair for me for, like, 10 minutes.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I would just, like, take the look, because that's what happens with me, is the rest of my hair is really pretty when it dries naturally.
I don't know, the top.
But the top. It's like, wait, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So I always try, like, when I get out, like, to, like, do little ringlets with my fingers, like, on these ones. Or later on, like, when it's dry, I'll just, like, take a curling iron just to, like, three pieces around my face.
She was like, you can take a hot iron to it.
Yeah.
She's like, just throw a couple curls in there just to juice it up a little bit. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because it had so much volume after she had me flip my hair back. I was like, oh. I was like, the curls are so cute. I was like, I've never seen my hair this curly. And I was like, I always thought I was, like, a wavy girl at most. She was like, no, you have curly hair.
You have curly hair. Yeah. You just have to get, like, the right.
Oh.
Product too.
Yeah.
To, like, let it do what it wants to do.
It's very different.
Yeah. I like it though.
Thanks.
So, what are you sipping on?
I actually have my usual water.
We're so lame.
I know. We're hydrated girls. That's good. But I do have a little bit of a iced dirty chai left. But just a small
amount
from the coffee shop across the street where the idea of the podcast came
together. That is true. That is where it was born.
Yeah, that's its home.
I'm back to my coconut water.
That's good.
I think it's because I'm slightly hungover, but that's okay. I downed an entire burrito this morning.
Oh.
It was one of those days. Like, yeah. It was a veggie burrito. I got home, one sitting, 5 minutes maybe.
Yeah, you said you went hard. You had like 4 drinks.
Maybe more. No, definitely.
You animal.
I know. I'm like, who? And especially like espresso martinis.
Yes.
And I didn't eat. So it was not good.
Those kept you up.
I didn't go to bed. Yeah, till like 3. I'm like, what am I doing? Like,
wild. Like, who are you? You are a different person after the tortured poets department.
I know. I also told him, I was like, listen, like, it's a big deal that I'm here on a first date. When, I mean, the community has just, the department,
yeah.
We were given something today. We were given an assignment, okay? And
I'm out with you right
now. Right. I'm doing exactly, like, I'm like, would Taylor want me to be on a date? Yeah, she would. She would want me to do that for my Friday night. So that's why I wanted to cancel, but I was like, no, you gotta go.
Yeah, no.
Fridays are just hard. Because when you, like, finish work at, like, 4 or 5, you're like tired when you get home and you don't want to go out, but then you're. Does he agree? Yeah. He's like, me too.
Yeah. Munch.
He sounds like a baby.
Oh, it's because he's in his litter box. He's announcing that he's taking a shit.
Is that what he does?
Sometimes.
It's really funny.
And then after he's going to come up here, most likely he's going to get the zoomies and he's going to start running around.
He gets the zoomies after he
shits. Post-shit zoomies. It's a thing. Cats are. So crazy animals.
Yeah, they really are.
But I love them.
I've never had one.
So, yeah, we were talking about the dates. And, yeah, you gave up a Taylor Swift night for a date.
That's what she'd want. Well, you know what? She would. It actually worked out because when we were hanging out, he ended up, like, playing her. He played her in the car and he played her at his house. And we
green
were, like,
flag.
And we were dancing. Like, you know, I'm not very good at dancing, but, like, I like dancing with a guy, you know?
Oh God,
and he was, like, twirling me and stuff.
Oh, my God.
To Taylor. It was really cute. So I was like, okay, like, this is good.
Oh, my God. Green flag.
I know. It's cute.
Yay. I love that. Okay.
And you know what? Oh, my God. I forgot. He plays a lot of instruments, and he just bought this, like, beautiful grand piano. And I was like, I had told him, I was like, the way to win me over is if you can play Exile by Taylor Swift and Bon Iver on the piano. And he said he'd learn it. But I'm like, I really want someone to play the piano for me or teach me. Like, I think the piano is the most beautiful.
It is.
And I never played any instrument. I, like, don't have a musical ability. I was in choir.
Okay, so you do have a little bit. You can sing.
I think anyone was allowed in choir, though, because it was an elective.
Girl, give yourself something.
But I did do it for 3 years, but I didn't do show choir. Did you do, like, orchestra or any? Did you guys have music in middle school?
No, not that I know of. So I went to school, like, in LA. So we didn't really have, like,
everyone had electives,
fancy
though.
Fancy shit. We didn't.
It wasn't fancy.
I feel like, at least I didn't do any of that stuff. Not in middle school.
What was your elective in middle school?
Honestly, I can't even tell you.
Or in high school?
I think I did computers. I think that's what I did. Honestly, I think
like computer class.
I think I took a computer class.
Okay, the zoomies are happening.
They're gonna happen soon. He said, "Oh, a bag." Yeah, I think I took computer class in middle school. I want to say that was my elective.
Okay.
And then in high school, I did my freshman year. I took a dance class.
Okay, I took dance freshman year too.
I took dance.
I don't know what mine were in high. Oh, Spanish. Spanish. I took Spanish class.
Oh, and I took French.
Yeah.
Actually, I took dance instead of PE. That's what I did.
Yes, that's what I did my freshman year too. And then I tried out for the dance team and I didn't make it.
One of my friends from my class transferred to her class.
Who's her?
Victoria Justice. She went there my freshman year to my same high school.
That's so funny.
It was
funny.
Right before she stopped going to school, because then she started getting homeschooled that same semester. No, actually, she was in my dance class, because I remember sitting talking with her, because she asked me at one point if I knew a guy who could sing, because she was doing some musical on Nickelodeon, I think it was. It was like right before she got
the show. That one show.
No,
Shake
it was
off.
Like before her show.
Chicago. What was it called? Victoria.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Yeah, no, it was, I think before she got, it was before she got that show. She was going to do some other, like, it was like a musical movie. for Nickelodeon. And they were
she was on Zoey 101.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And her, like, best friend, I want to say they're still friends to this day, is this, like, girl, Danielle. And so I knew Danielle more than I knew her. So that's, like, the only reason why I ever got to talk to her. It was because I was, like, going over to talk to Danielle, and she was always with her.
Right.
So it was, like...
Well, that's random.
It was, like, super weird, but she was nice.
She kind of gets clowned on.
She does. She, like, posted something, like, she, I guess, just did a new music video recently, and all these people were just like, just stop. And then one of the comments were like, one thing about her is she's gonna keep making music. I don't know who she's making music for, but she's gonna keep making music.
Yeah, I just like, I don't know any of her music. She's a good actress.
I never watched any of her stuff, honestly. I didn't like,
she's a good actress, but it's like,
I watched her on Zoey 101, that was it.
I don't know, she's actually someone who hasn't come forward about the whole Nickelodeon stuff.
No,
now that I think about it, like, she hasn't really said anything.
All the big stars haven't said anything. Amanda Bynes, Ariana Grande,
Miranda,
Victoria Justice. Well, no, Miranda Cosgrove, she wrote a whole book. Not Miranda Cosgrove. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Jeanette McCurdy.
Yeah.
Miranda Cosgrove didn't, because they were all like the big stars. So I don't think they were messed with. I think they were literally like put on like a golden...
I think Ariana Grande just had a plan. I don't know.
She knew where she wanted to be and was just going to
do it. Yeah. Do I think maybe she didn't get... Yeah. Or what's her name hasn't said anything either, Liz Gilly.
Do you know that her husband worked on Victorious?
Yeah.
When she was on it and like is 15 years older than her?
Yeah. It's weird. See, maybe that's why she hasn't said anything. She got groomed herself.
Yeah. I was like, that's straight up grooming right there, because she was a child on that show.
Which is really surprising because she's a very outspoken and smart woman. I loved that show Dynasty she was on.
I watched some of it. I never finished it though.
It got like very soap opera.
Yeah.
Like it didn't make sense. People died. People came back. Like it was dumb. But she was good on it.
I'll only watch One Tree Hill with like all that drama.
I really want to watch Gilmore Girls.
I haven't watched Gilmore Girls all the way through.
Yeah.
I always like tend to stop after like a couple seasons.
It kind of feels like a winter show, but I need something consistent in my life, except besides Abbott Elementary.
That show's funny.
That show's so funny.
I've only seen a couple episodes, but it was funny.
I really like it. I'm on the season 2. I'm just trying to like savor it.
Cause it won a bunch of awards.
So many awards for like writing, and it's so good. It's really good. I'm not like a big like satire. Like I don't think that that's really funny. Like I wasn't like an Office fan or The Office.
Yeah.
But
I like The Office.
I like it. I just like, it didn't get me. Like, it got everyone
else. Yeah. Like, how people... I mean, I was
like
more
obsessed
like,
over it.
I was more, like, of a Friends person than an Office person. But I think that was because not only it was, like, Friends really good. And, like, as I got older, I related to it more. So, it's, like, every year I watch it and I'm just, like, okay, I just relate. Especially right now because I'm, like, in that prime age that they are. So, it's, like, okay, it all makes
sense. Which is so weird to think of that.
Right? Because, like, when you're younger, it's, like...
Oh, they
like
seem so old.
And then now I'm like, oh my God, that's my age.
We're older than they are when they started.
Yeah.
Like they were 25.
Because, yeah. And then at one point, Rachel turns like 30. Because remember, she's all depressed about turning 30. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm 31.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Are you ready to spill the tea?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm ready. Okay, so I kind of really enjoyed this episode because I feel like Marciano
finally got something that he deserved.
Yes.
I thought it was so crazy how, I mean, Hannah was defending him so hard. Literally minutes before.
Minutes before.
I know he has a good heart. No.
She came on to the show saying that he always, like, embarrasses her and, like, doesn't respect her. Like, that was her opening thing, is like, oh, that's my ex-boyfriend.
Right. I thought they weren't together. Why is she freaking out that he's kissing somebody else also? Like, I thought they weren't together. It's just like, when I see people on screen that are like my age or older doing that, like, I'm just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, it is 2024. It's just like, who's
why
gonna
are
be
you
in
still
that
following this man around?
Why are you, when you like came out to try and talk to her? And also, like, I just think it's dumb. Of course, they're not going to, like, send him home.
No, I wish Lisa would.
I know. I wish she would, because I'm like, I don't actually even care about him whatsoever. When he slept through his job.
And then came running out at the end. Oh my God.
And what was with his eye? Why did he look like he got punched in the face?
Even Lisa said that and he was like, I know it does. I know it does.
Like, what do you mean? Like, what happened?
Okay, so what is the issue here?
What are you doing? Yeah. I hate him. He sucks.
But the fact that he was talking shit about Chef.
Right.
And then Lisa was like, all right, well,
you need to go
work. Have you work under him then? I thought that was just like
perfect.
Chef's kiss right there.
I know. I love the chef.
Me too.
Amazing. I keep forgetting they're in France.
Yeah.
Like they're somewhere. In his territory. Right. They're like in his land.
Yeah. Like, that's what are why they he's even? Like, you guys are idiots.
Exactly.
This isn't Vegas.
Right. Exactly. He's really cute too.
Oh my God. I think he's very handsome.
I would
he's
love.
Like very silver fox and everything.
Yeah.
Too.
I would love to date a chef. Fox. I want to like date a chef just so he can like make me food.
And,
like,
I'm always the cook. So it would be nice to like have a man cook.
I would just like love to try everything. And then like you're in the kitchen with him. But chefs are like known for being assholes.
Yeah. Do you watch Below Deck?
Like this season or in general?
Just like in general.
Yes, a little bit.
Because same. I haven't like watched an entire season full through. I've always like seen episodes here and there, like, you know, because I feel like that's like a good show to do that too. Like, you don't have to watch the entire season,
right?
You can just like hop on and watch like a couple episodes here and there. So all the chefs on that show are always assholes. Right. They're always the biggest dicks,
right? Because it's like they run things, they decide how things are.
Yeah,
everyone's like, yes, chef. I was trying to make reservations for because I'm going to Mexico City next week. So I was making the reservations, and one of them on this restaurant was like saying how it's a kind of place where like you will only hear all the staff members saying like, yes, chef. And I'm like, oh I love that. Fancy. It's just like the bear. Yeah, that's fancy. I'm like, oh, I got it. Or like The Menu. Did you ever see that movie?
No, that was like a scary movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No. I don't watch scary movies.
It's not like scary, like, it's like just creepy and just
like suspense.
Yes.
Okay.
Thriller.
Okay. See, I can do like thriller stuff like that. If it's like gory, bloody.
If it's gory, bloody, or if it's like Chucky, like, or that kind of shit. I'm like, no, this is stupid. Ghosts, kind of stupid to me. Anything that also has to do with like the Catholic Church, like nuns and shit. Like when they like, what's that thing when they like give the what?
When they're like possessed, like
exorcism. Yes, exorcism. Like not for me. I'm good. That's not funny. That's not cool. That's not, I don't like that. That's not for me. There is this new movie though coming out with M. Night Shyamalan, like the director. And basically it's like this father and his daughter, and they're at a concert, and it like honestly looks like going to a Taylor Swift concert, but it's like this huge concert, and the daughter's like obsessed with this singer, and there's like a bunch of police and stuff all set up because they're trying to catch this like murderer, and he's the murderer.
The dad is
And so the whole thing, yeah, it's like really, so the whole thing is like at a concert. I don't know, it's really interesting. That I would watch.
I would watch that. That sounds good.
He had that one movie that came out that was like that beach that people, it was
old, right?
Yes. And it was something weird about aging. No, that freaked me out. I can't do that. But I don't know how we got to scary movies.
I know. We were literally about to spill the tea. And we were spilling the tea. Vanderpump
The Day. Chef.
The chef.
Huh? Okay, yeah. So what was next?
To be honest, I only wrote notes down for Vanderpump and The Valley, but I watched them.
Right.
So yeah, Marciano is just a dick, basically.
That's all I got from it.
Yeah.
And I did also see though that they're posting, I saw them posting to hire more people for it. So the show's going to keep going.
Oh.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, but. So far, so good. I don't know what the viewership is like, or the rating. Viewership, who am I? What is the viewership on the show?
Fonse.
What is the ratings on the show? Because I do know that this last episode of Vanderpump Rules was the lowest all season.
Yeah, actually, it wasn't very entertaining.
For
when we get to Vanderpump, I actually have something almost like a little different that I want to do for it instead of like...
Interesting, okay.
We can recap like the big parts of the episode, but... I have something different that I want to do. That's this.
Oh, there's papers.
There's papers.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else to say about Vanderpump Villa besides I'm in every week.
Yeah. That's like it was still like an entertaining episode, but I do feel like the whole thing was just like about Marciano. That's like what it was. Cause he kissed the girl. That was this episode, him kissing her. Who walked into it? What is her name?
Tilly or?
No, the one who's the event coordinator.
Oh, yeah. That was, oh my God. She was cleaning Andre's feet.
Is that what she was doing?
That's what she was doing. She was like flossing his feet. I was like, no freaking way right now. That was disgusting.
Yes, I remember that she was flossing his feet at one point.
That was too much for me. I'm trying to see how it ended. It ended. Oh, okay. Then yeah, I didn't. That guy and his friends came. Like there was like a bunch of single dudes.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. And then the girls were going like getting all excited, and the guys were just like, oh my God, they're so thirsty, and like all of this. They were literally doing the same
thing. They were doing the same thing a day before.
Yeah, and just because it's like the girls doing it, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah. Exactly. No. Yeah. No. I don't know how.
What were the guys there for? I can't remember what they were celebrating.
Oh, he got in a terrible accident. Yes. And he had to like relearn how to walk. And
that's a crazy story. So it's kind of cool that he got like picked to come do this, because that's like a fun experience to have, especially like all those girls are beautiful and they do deserve like to have some nice men in there, because the ones that they're stuck with all day
is that the trash. Point though, like would that be wrong if one of the girls hooked up with a guest? If
One of the girls did hook up with the guest.
Who? Hannah?
No. Oh, did you not finish the episode?
No,
coming back to me now. Okay, so Hannah was flirting
with the main guy.
With the guy. No, not the main guy.
Apparently the hottest guy.
The hot guy. His name was like Dan. He was very good looking. And I thought they were vibing. They were vibing like the whole entire time. And then he also was kind of talking to, I can't remember what her name is, the girl who's talking to Andre.
Yeah.
So they were also kind of talking. And then at one point they were sitting outside on a bench together. And it was like those, remember we were talking about the cameras that are like up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Like, so it was one of those cameras that caught them kissing.
Okay.
So they made out as well.
Okay. Is that allowed?
Well, I mean, Marciano just did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why was it such a big deal when he did it then?
Well, because he was also like connected to, actually she's connected to Andre now. But I mean, they're not like official. I don't know. I guess that could be like double standards.
Like fraternizing with the guests? Yeah. Like,
they shouldn't be fraternizing with the guests in general.
Is that the point though of the show of them to do that? Like, that's what I want to understand.
Well, I mean, Lisa like probably wants, like, show doesn't them a good want time. It to happen, but then like wants it to happen.
Right. Because, it's good TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And then it didn't show the end of that though. Probably will go into next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah. It has me hooked. I'm going back every single time. And I like their opening, too. Like, their opening's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I like the music. When we were watching it, Alyssa didn't like the music.
What is it? I mean, it's just, like, the music like the attached to it.
Song.
Oh. Everything looks so professional to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a more professional camera, even. Like, the way that it's filmed. I don't know. I just think it's, like, much better.
Hulu just definitely has, like, a better production. And speaking of Hulu, so she's coming out. Remember I sent you that?
Yes.
So she's going to do that show with Gordon Ramsay. And I was like, okay, so it's, like, some type of cooking show. And I showed Tyler the promotion poster.
Yeah.
And he was telling me he thinks it's going to be kind of, like, a Shark Tank for restaurants.
Oh, that's sick.
And I
was like,
I can get that. Because they have like them, it's like them holding up knives with money on it.
So yeah.
He was like, he thinks it's going to be something along those lines rather than it being like a cooking competition.
That would be such a better idea.
I was like, I can see that. That would be
both of them wanting to go into business. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, because that's like Lisa. Lisa does business at restaurants. Like, she's not a chef herself. So why would she go into a cooking competition?
Yeah, that would be. Yeah, we don't need her to host.
Yeah.
That's cool then.
We'll see. So I'm excited for that. And then, so that's going to be a second show now that she's going to have on Hulu.
Right.
So do you think Vanderpump is just going to kaputz?
I think after this season.
And like she's slowly leaving Bravo and Peacock to move over to Hulu and their network companies. Because what is Hulu? Hulu's like ABC.
No, she joined season two of Fox. His Food Star show. She'll face off against her longtime friend Ramsay as they each select food and beverage industry entrepreneurs to join their teams. The teams are then put through business boot camp designed to test their tenacity, initiative, perseverance, and ambition as business leaders. With $250,000 prize on the line, these entrepreneurs will be challenged in all aspects of running a food or beverage enterprise, including remarketing a food product, innovating a new product, building brand loyalty, sales pitching, and management. Okay, I like the Shark Tank idea. It technically is kind of like that. I mean, it's like them trying to, this is a competition of them trying to win money.
Okay, I didn't realize that he already had a season one out.
Yeah, I don't watch his shows. I do like him though.
We watch Next Level Chef. Okay. That one's fun.
What's that one about?
So basically it's Gordon Ramsay and then there's two other chefs. There's Chef Blaze and Chef Arrington. And they basically bring on a bunch of cooks. They'll bring on professional cooks. They bring on home cooks. And then they also bring like social media cooks, and they all like this season they all basically had a like audition round where they like basically were given a task and they all had to cook that and they were judged, and then the cooks choose people to be on their teams. And then throughout the competition there's three levels of kitchens. So the very top kitchen is like top, very top, like shelf, fancy kitchen, like five-star restaurant. And then the middle kitchen is just kind of like your average kitchen. And then there's the basement kitchen, which is like,
oh, I've seen that.
And low they, level, like things are broken.
Right. And is the food not as good quality, like option that they have to use?
Yes. Because then there's like a tower that comes down the middle of the kitchens. And like at the very top, if you're on the top of the kitchen, you get first pick.
Right.
And like you literally run up to it and you only have like 10 seconds to grab stuff. So right. You just literally are like grabbing things. People are like use their aprons to like hold stuff.
Yeah.
And you just got to grab what you can. So if you're in the basement, you get like whatever's left over.
Right.
But they always do like mid-cook drop. So it's like they'll bring out random stuff to like enhance whatever dish there is. But it's just like a super fun show. And then like the bottom two dishes like cook off against each other where they're both cooking the same thing that's like different variety. So basically like one episode they did like Parmesan, basically like a breaded Parmesan. So it was like your options were like chick, like different types of meat. So it was like, you know, somebody did a regular chicken Parmesan and then like somebody else, like whatever other meat they did, it was like that kind of Parmesan.
Oh.
And it was like, I would have not thought to do like a different type of meat, but it was just kind What's of that like on?
Hulu?
It's on Hulu, yes, because it airs on Fox.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a Hulu show, but it's honestly super fun. I suggest watching it.
I went to his restaurant, the Hell's Kitchen. Was it Hell's Kitchen? Yeah, Hell's Kitchen in Funner, California.
Mm-hmm. I never thought that was a real place because you see like
I don't think it's real. I think they just made it up.
So that's basically all I really have on Vanderpump Villa.
Yeah.
It was still a good episode, just not much to really talk about.
No, nothing like life-changing.
Yeah. So should we move on to Vanderpump?
Yeah.
Okay. So like I was saying, Vanderpump has been just kind of lame. Recently, it hasn't been as entertaining. So, because there was like nothing really exciting that happened. Everybody was talking about the podcast dropping between Rachel and Bethany Frankel. Frankel, that's her name, right? Yeah.
Which is so weird because it feels like that was just yesterday and it wasn't. It was like,
I feel like it was a long, long time ago.
Really?
I like, kind of forgot about it, to be honest, because I feel like so many things have happened.
Right.
Lala had her donor
sperm party, donor party,
which was like a cool concept.
Yeah, I liked it too.
The shit out of me how she's been talking so much crap about Ariana and like her needing to move out of her house.
Can I use your house for my party?
Yes.
Is she okay?
Like, are you serious? You have been talking shit about her in this house the entire time.
That was insane.
And now insane she's gonna be useful to you, so you're gonna ask.
Exactly, because she's everything for her is like transactional.
Yeah,
so. That is the weirdest thing. I told you to get out, but can I have
before
my party?
You do,
that was so dumb.
It bugged me, so I was like, okay, whatever. But it was a cute concept. Oh my god, James kind of like tells Tom off at his little thing. I thought that was great. James is just
he
like
literally
the number
goes
one guy
to his band practice just to be like, hey, did you know that the reason that
well because Tom threw a jab at him first. And was like, oh, I forgot what he said. Tom said something like that Raquel said about him. And then he was just like, oh, I know. And she also said that she never really loved you. And like,
yeah, she was just with you after me. And he was like, and your band sucks. and this. It was just so funny. I love James so much.
He's literally, he's like, my note says James equals number one guy.
Number one guy in the group. Yeah. And like for him to just be like, you loved Ariana. Like I remember you telling me, like crying to me saying how much you loved her. Like you loved that girl. Like look and what you did.
Like, forgot. Like what the hell was that about? So I thought that was funny. And then the episode kind of just ends at the Tom Tom brunch when Sheena tells Tom about her song, Apples. And he's pissed and he storms out with his purse.
With his purse!
His purse.
No, but what, well, also though, Allie telling Katie that Lala said that she's just miserable. Lala didn't say that.
She didn't use the word miserable, but like, I understand. Like,
I understand too, but I mean, she's good at stirring the pot and staying quiet. Like, and then like nobody questioned it. Mm-mm. Like she was like, oh well, I might have used the wrong word, and Lala just like doesn't even, that's like, so surprising.
Nobody, like, got mad at her about it.
Yeah, nobody was like, that's surprising. Anytime else that would have been like
an issue.
Yes, a fight. So yeah, things online.
Oh yeah, that's what you were
kind of saying, that like Allie's kind of like just using James. I mean, the scene for where he's career. Talking about, yeah, where he's talking about kids and this, and she was like, I mean, I don't even know if I want that right now with you. Like, if I know I want to be with you, isn't that enough for you? And it's like, I mean, I felt kind of bad. Yeah, and that she's, I mean, kind of just using him, and like she knew he was on TV, and
I get that, but I also like, just because she has those feelings, I don't think that means like necessarily that, because
I think she,
like,
loves him.
I understand that, because like I don't want to have kids, and I've never had that desire of having kids. So when she was saying like, oh, some of my friends were always like, no, I'm meant to be a mom, like I want to be a mom, I've never ever have had that
feeling. Like that feeling, right? Yeah. So you can't relate to it.
And I can't relate to it. And like, even okay, like I love Tyler, and it's like, yeah, I guess I like the idea of like having his kids would be cool, but I'm like, I nah, not that much.
Yes, but I think more so though, she was like not giving him what he wanted, and like
he started to cry,
reassuring him that she loves him and everything. It was very, she was very cold, and like she didn't even touch, yeah, he's crying, she couldn't even touch him. So it's kind of weird. I don't know.
I get that. Yeah, there was like disconnect.
Yeah, I think she really does love him though. I think they're like a good couple, but it's also like, to me, when they first started dating, I was like, well, what's the difference between her and Rachel? Like, they're the same, it's the same idea.
Yeah,
like who was she before this? But I really like her.
And yeah, now
and she's really cool, and she's great stuff.
She's like trying to grow her own career.
Yeah, I hope she can still do that. Like, he could give her the space and she could give him the space that they both need, but still be like happy together. Yeah.
I mean, they're still together till this day, so
yeah,
they've worked things out, which is good. I don't know, I do also just, I still really like her.
I love James.
I love James too.
He's so funny.
It broke my heart when he started to cry a little bit.
I know. During that scene. But again, like some of those scenes, you know, they're like, sit down on this couch and talk about your feelings. And it's like, they probably have those conversations like in real life.
Yeah.
And it probably know where they're at.
Have that conversation too in front of another person, because the cameraman is there.
Yeah.
Probably multiple people, because you have like the person holding like the little boom thing.
Yeah. No, there's multiple people, but I think they have been used to it now. James is definitely just used to it. Mm-hmm. But she hasn't been doing this that long.
No, this is still her first season, right?
Right.
I mean, she was kind of on last season, but
yeah,
not as much.
So yeah. Okay, what is this?
Okay, so I thought it would be fun to, let me make sure I have the, okay, I have the answer keys. Okay, good. So for my birthday, I had did like a Bravo theme.
Yeah, party. Right?
And I found in my craft room that I still had one of the, because I did like trivia.
Yeah.
So we had Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trivia, and then obviously Vanderpump trivia.
Right.
And I found the Vanderpump trivia.
Oh, fun.
So I've obviously done this before, so I thought it would be fun for me to
do it to you. Me. Yeah, yeah.
And it can be kind of long, so I don't know if we'll do all of them. Maybe we can do like a couple questions this week and then kind of spread
that's
it out
fun.
And like do more. But I was like, this will be something fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so this one is the early seasons. And then I also have quizzes for seasons 5 through 10. So do you want to do early season or do you want to do seasons 5 through 10?
Do early seasons.
Okay, so this one is 20 questions. Let's do like 5.
Okay.
Okay.
What if I don't know any of them?
Early seasons too, so these have, it's been a while. And I don't know whose answer key this is, but whoever this person was only got 50%.
They're wrong. Yeah.
And I feel like it's my writing, so maybe me. Okay. What was the theme of Ariana's 30th birthday party? And it's multiple question, so I'll give you
that. Okay.
So A, winter. B, Hawaii. C, burlesque, or D, kid theme?
It was kid themed.
Correct.
Let me see if I can get them without the multiple choice.
Okay. If you don't know, then we'll throw in the multiple choice for you. Okay, cool. Okay, so what was Jax's first experience hitting on an older woman?
Wasn't it like when he was younger, wasn't it his like a friend's mom or something like that? Or did I just make that up in my head, like Stacy's mom?
You were making that was like a Stacy's mom because that was not it. But it was something that happened to him when he was younger. And it was somebody who I would be older.
It wasn't someone's mom?
It wasn't somebody's mom. I mean, I guess.
I mean, she was probably someone's.
She's probably, yeah.
But it wasn't like his friend's mom or like someone he knew through his parents or something. Yeah. No. Okay, give me it.
Okay, so A is hiring a stripper in high school. B, flirting with his teacher in middle school. C, kissing his bus driver as a 12-year-old. D, giving his number to a waitress in middle school.
A?
No, it was kissing his bus driver as a 12-year-old.
Did the bus driver kiss him back?
I don't remember this one. I honestly think this might have been my quiz and I got this one wrong. Because this looks like my writing that's on it. So this was one that I got wrong. I put flirting with his teacher in middle school when I first originally
did it.
Because I was like, I remember him being young.
Right.
But no, apparently he kissed his bus driver.
I hope she didn't kiss him back because that would be wrong.
Yeah, and just like weird. Yeah. Were there other kids around?
Yeah, like what was happening there? Like how old was the bus driver?
If anybody remembers, like can you let us know? Because I don't remember that. Okay, so question 3. Stassi's ex threatens to expose Stassi's sex tape if she does not pay him what amount of money?
It's not like $5,000.
No.
It's less.
It was less. Do you remember? Because I specifically remember her interview and she was like, that's it. That's all you think I'm worth? Are you serious? Like, asshole for trying to sell it. Anyways,
like $1,000? Less?
$1,000. It's less.
That's so rude. What was his name? It was the one who was wearing the,
It was that Frank guy.
Frank.
Yeah.
That fought fucking Jax in the parking lot.
Where they ripped their shirts off. That guy. It was him.
500?
No, actually more than 500. It's honestly such a random number.
It's like $750?
No, it's 900.
Why did he not ask her for 1,000?
I don't know. I think he asked Lisa for it. It's like, really? She has so much money you asked for $900? That's it?
That's so rude. I'd be so offended. That's what Stassi said.
She was like, are you serious?
Her new book's coming out.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said it's like a diary.
Mm-hmm. I have both the first books.
My sister has both of her
books. I love them. She's a good writer.
Okay, question 4. Why did Frank get fired from Sir?
Give me the option.
Okay. A, threatened to embarrass a customer by pulling his underwear over his head. B, caught hooking up with Lorelei in the bathroom. C, told Tom Sandoval to take a Honda Civic selfie. Or D, he ditched his shifts to go to Vegas with the group.
It's A or D.
Okay, the answer is in one of those two.
What was A again?
A is threatened to embarrass
a customer by
pulling his underwear over his head. Ding, ding, ding.
That is the weirdest, like, threat ever. Yes. Who's going to pull whom's underwear? He's going to pull
the customer's underwear
over his head. Like, give him a wedgie?
Yeah, basically. Like,
who? What is this? What is that?
He was a loser. I could not believe that she was dating
him. No, he was terrible.
She was just trying to get back at Jax at that
point. Trying to make him jealous.
He was already with Lorelei.
Poor Lorelei. Lorelei.
That's what it says on here. Lorelei. Okay, question 5. Last question of the episode.
I've gotten 3 wrong.
Yeah, you only got 1 right. No, you got...
1.5.
You got 2 right.
Okay.
Because you got the last one, the threatened the underwear.
Yeah.
And you also got the first one, the kid theme.
Yep. Okay.
So 50-50 right now.
This is my redeeming point.
What did Tom Sandoval search in Google to find inspiration for the tattoo that he got on a Vegas trip? A, the cool letter A. B, bacon A. C, flaming A. Or D, A in flames?
I think it's a flaming A. No. An A in flames. How is that not the same thing? Is it even a flame or is it a bacon?
It has nothing to do with flames. It's actually a cool letter A.
That's what I had first thought too.
That's such a Tom Sandoval thing.
Cool letter A.
I got that one right when I was taking the quiz because I was like, that's a lame ass thing to search on Google. That would probably be what he searched on Google.
Cool letter A.
Cool letter A.
Is that when Tom Schwartz got the Bubba tattoo?
On the butt. Yeah, that's when they got the butt tattoos.
So stupid.
Their Vegas nights used to be so wild and like just crazy. That was fun. I feel like that was so
funny. Ask me another one.
Okay, no. Yeah. Let's do maybe like one more.
Okay. When Stassi finds out that Kristen had sex with Jax, what does Stassi want to wrap in acid and give to Kristen? Do you want to guess this one or do you want me to give you?
Give me a thing.
Okay. So a pair of underwear, a tampon.
Tampon.
That's your answer.
You want me to finish? Okay. Yeah. Finish.
A dildo, a bottle of Pinot Grigio.
It's either a dildo or a tampon.
Okay. One of the answers is in there for sure.
Dildo.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. I was like, it's something she would put up.
Up herself.
Yeah.
I actually got this one wrong because I had said tampon.
Yeah.
Originally too. But no, it's dildo. Okay, wait. I feel like we need to do one more because now you're tied up again.
Now I have to. It's so make or break.
Breaker. And then this is the final one because I don't want to go through all of our questions in one episode. But it's fun.
It's fun.
Who says the following quote? Be a good boy, old man. A, Ken. B, Jax. C, Peter. Or D, James.
James.
Ding, ding,
to Jax.
I think it was to Jax, yeah. I don't know who he said it to.
Be a good boy. You did a British accent too, so you gave it to me.
I know. As soon as I said it, I literally thought to myself, like, oh my God, I might have given it away.
I was like, wait, did Ken say that? I don't know. Ken said like four words all his whole life, so.
I can't believe that Tom Sandoval had Raquel over.
In the hot tub.
While Ariana was away. That's my favorite. I love Ken. Spilling the tea.
While Ariana was... I can't even do it. It's so funny.
While Ariana was away.
Oh, that was fun.
Ding, ding, ding. Overall...
I win.
You win. We had to add on a couple questions.
Yeah.
But you won.
We're like 4 out of 6. Yeah, got like an 80%.
You did good. So yeah, I have like a couple, I think there's like 3 different quizzes and that one was 20 questions. I think the other one might be 10. So we have a couple.
Oh, that's fun.
If Vanderpump is lame
is boring. For the
next couple episodes, then we have some trivia that we
can do. I like it. Instead. That's funny.
Okay, I think that's pretty much all I got on Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the Valley?
Yeah.
Okay, I do have notes on the Valley.
Oh my God, I have so much that's going on. Like, there's so much that's going on, like, in real time.
Yes.
To start with what you...
Well, my first note, I think it's funny, because it's Jax loves his leaf blower.
He loves his leaf blower. And his neighbors hate him for it.
Yes.
That's the only thing he does. I just, like, have a hard time believing he's the one that is constantly cleaning.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, claims he cleans the house.
Yeah, prove it. Like, I don't know about all that. He doesn't seem like a good dad to me.
He's been harsh on Brittany.
He's so harsh. He's like, stop drinking if you want to be a mother.
Yeah.
If you want to have more kids. What? Because she goes to the girls' night.
Yeah, and she's hungover.
And she literally says, are you going to get mad at me? And he's like, well, you're coming in, you're throwing up everywhere. I'm like, why is she throwing up everywhere? Like, at least not in the toilet, she's not throwing up.
I think he's just being dramatic.
Like, she has to be dramatic.
She's probably throwing up a lot.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're throwing up everywhere. Like, I don't think she's literally throwing up, like, in places. I think she is, like,
she can't be multiple
bathrooms. So that's probably why he's saying, because, you know, they have a big house.
Yeah.
They probably have, like, 3 bathrooms. She probably goes to, like, whichever one's closest to her.
At the moment. Yeah. I was like, calm down. Like, what about when you go out?
Exactly.
What's like up with
Jax,
what?
You're Jax Taylor.
Like, what's the problem with that? Why can't she go have fun?
And then, yeah, so they have the girls' night. So it's at Nia's friend's rental. Do we believe the whole friends rental thing, or is it just like a production got them a house to film at?
Yeah, that had to have been like planned too,
because that's like so random.
It's so random. She has a house that she's rent. The friend has been given a house, but she's gonna go stay in it for
like
one night
under her name. And like, if it was hers, she rents under her name, like she's would be the one to take all of like the liability if something were to happen at the house. And she's like just gonna let her friends have a girls' night and get wild and crazy when she's not even there. Like,
it was random.
It just doesn't make sense.
But the little paint and sip was really cute.
I liked that idea.
I love Nia.
Me too.
I couldn't believe she went home. She left it early.
She couldn't even like get a
whole friend. Night to herself.
Yeah, and she needs it. She has postpartum.
And she has postpartum. Yeah, 100%. I know.
And I feel bad because she doesn't want to admit it.
I hope that she now like has gotten the help that she needs, because it's so normal.
It's so normal. And she was like, I didn't have it after the first baby. And it's like, well, you got pregnant like pretty much almost immediately after the first baby. So.
Right. And you had 2 of them.
2. So.
Did you know that their kids are actors?
I didn't know that until I saw, I think, their Instagram.
Me too. I saw it the other day.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. feel about that because of all the like quiet on set stuff that has I know come out. I'm like, don't do that to your babies.
It's kind of crazy that they are like, you have to have very tame, like calm babies to do that. It's like Mary-Kate and Ashley playing Michelle as babies. That's crazy. But her husband's an actor. Mm-hmm. So
I know he's like the Miley Cyrus guy, and it's so funny because I actually really like him.
Yeah,
and I didn't think I was gonna like
no
him, especially when he said that he was on that show. I don't know why I was like, oh, he's gonna be a douchey actor guy. Like,
yeah, I thought he was gonna suck, but no, I do like him too. I like them the best.
Yes.
And then at the that's when that whole comment happened that they're bleeping out the director.
Yes.
That Michelle spends time with. So people online are saying it's Tarantino, but then they're like, no, it can't be Tarantino. Like, that's weird. He's married. Like, not that that stops anybody. People also said it's Michael Bay. She follows him on Instagram. Michael Bay directed like Transformers.
Oh.
And then she responded. So she is dating somebody. She's dating somebody. She has a boyfriend.
Oh.
And she said she wants to keep it private for now. But she was like, there's no, like, this boyfriend has nothing to do with my like business relationships. Like, basically saying that like her being with that guy is like because she's a realtor, apparently, nothing else. But then her husband said, if she ever does anything, like, then I'll just be able to tell our daughter that she fucked up for the rest of her life. Trash. Like, it's her daughter's fault or her mom's fault.
He's trash. Like, who the fuck says that? And I think I saw your comment where you were like, why would you want to be the person to say that to your daughter?
That's not like fair. Like, your daughter can make her own decision. Like, in any divorce, a parent talking shit about the other parent is just wrong.
Yeah.
Like, the child will figure that out one day. And I promise you, in the future, that girl's gonna hate her dad.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But she's smart too. She's so cute.
Yeah, she is so cute, Isabella.
I wonder if, like, when they're all filming, like, if there's nannies that aren't shown. I think there definitely are. Oh,
There has to be. It was so fun. She was, like, so shy when he first got there. And then as soon as he put her down, she, like, went running. And Jax was like, oh, straight to the playroom. She knows where she's going.
Yeah, that was cute. She was just, like,
beelined it.
She's like, bye, thank you.
Yeah, she was like, oh, this is the house with the toys. Okay, cool. Bye. Oh, okay. So I have on here, because I have a note that, like, at girls' night, Janet's dress was really cute. Her, like, knit one.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, like, really cute. She's with so her cute. Little belly. Yeah. And everything like that.
I really liked how she dresses. Like, they all have good
style.
Except Britney. I don't like what she wears. Yeah, it's just not.
I think it's just like the country in her, the Kentucky.
It's just not good. It's not good for her. Like, I don't know. It's just like you want to wear things. It doesn't seem like she feels comfortable in what she wears sometimes.
Yeah. And she always wants to show her boobies off.
Right.
That's like a big thing for her because she's got them done. And right. Like, I don't know. They just like, it doesn't always work.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
But I have a side note in here. So it's actually, it was like a couple episodes back on Katie and Dana's podcast.
Yeah.
They were talking about, because Dana was like, I need to bring something up because Sheena, I guess, was like talking about something that happened. And Dana was like, honestly, like, it had nothing to do with Sheena, so I don't know why she was talking about it. And like, she was mad about it. Like, Dana was mad about it. Like, she was just like, I think it was fucked up. So apparently at one point, because Janet and Sheena were friends, and then I guess Janet met Dana, but then like Dana and Sheena weren't really cool for a little bit.
Okay.
And then like that caused like strain between Sheena and Janet, and so there was just like kind of drama between like the three of them. And then I guess at one point Janet, Dana, and Max had like arranged to do like a threesome.
Oh.
It never happened, apparently. Like, they never actually went through with it, but like,
right. That's really random.
Yeah. And then so Dana was mad that Sheena like was talking about it because it had nothing to do with her. And she was right. Like, and Janet's like married now and like has a family and like.
Yeah.
It was just like fucked up. And I was just like, oh my God, everything fucking leads back to Max Boynes. Why?
Why are we back to Max every time?
Yeah, so that was just like a little side note.
And then Luke saying like, I know a secret and I'm not saying it.
So shady. He's just as shady as Kristen.
I know. What do you think he knows?
I think the secret is that Michelle has cheated on Jesse.
Me too.
And that's what Kristen is protecting her from. Because remember, she keeps saying that she's been protecting her and like all of this stuff. I think that's what she's protecting her with. She knows that she has cheated and it's just like, not.
And in that episode too, like, her and Jesse are talking and he's like, well, I want to be with you. Like, and she's like, well, you know, I don't know if I want that.
She looks so disconnected.
No, she's so,
she's like, already
I mean, she's moved on. They're done. She's like, there. Someone was like, is there any like possibility of you getting back together? And she was like, no, never. Zero.
Yeah, no, she's like completely over it. She's ready to divorce and move on.
Like even
you can see it in her eyes.
On her like ask me a question. Someone was like, is it hard to watch a relationship on TV? She goes, I didn't know I looked that unhappy, but yes, it's really rough. And then someone said, is the man you're dating the one of the guys talked about at the pool? She said, absolutely not. Part of my job as a real estate agent is to network and build relationships. It has absolutely nothing to do with dating anyone.
I mean, I can see that, actually.
Apparently, Isabella is doing well. She likes the idea of having two homes, two beds, and toys. That's never true.
Well, Isabella's also really young, so she doesn't understand, honestly. And if, like, her parents were, like, fighting in front of her, then it's probably, like, peace.
Right. That's true. Someone said, why did you marry Jesse if you said after your first date you knew he wasn't the one? She goes, I think people misunderstood me. It was supposed to be a joke. The first time I had coffee with Jesse, I did think he talked too much and wasn't for me. But then we went on a date, and it was very different and went smoothly. Remember, we were together for 9 years, and our relationship used to be very different.
I don't know. I just can't imagine that.
Yeah. Why did you go on the show knowing you had marital problems? We'd really originally talked about doing the show years ago when Isabella was really young. I was unsure that the show would get picked up. And then when we got the call that it went straight to series, I figured marriages are difficult and there are ups and downs, and we can be authentic in showing our issues. Her closest friend is Brittany.
I honestly, I do have a note in here that I think that if they truly wanted their relationship to work, they wouldn't have agreed to do the show.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, I mean, if your relationship's already on the rocks before doing the show, like, it's just, in my opinion, like, set for disaster.
Right.
Because shows like these are, like, hard to do. Especially your first season, your life changes completely.
Right.
And a lot of relationships don't make it.
I'm happy for her, though, that, like, she's finally out of it.
Yeah.
Because maybe it made her see.
Maybe that was her way out. Maybe she needed, like, a reason to get out and, like, or not a reason,
but just, like. Yeah, maybe, like, once you actually, like, other people can see too, more like behind the scenes of your life. So yeah.
Oh my god, and it's so funny, she doesn't say the word poop.
I
meanwhile Brittany's like, I pooped in the water.
That's funny that they're the closest.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. They got super wild at girls night.
Yeah.
And Brittany was like super hungover. Oh my god. And then at the end when Brittany and Jax are kind of like talking about their relationship, and then they just like keep like emphasizing like, well, we're not gonna
divorce. We're never doing that.
Yeah, we're not gonna, no, we don't do divorce. That doesn't exist in my family.
The word, the D word doesn't exist in our family. What is that accent?
I don't want to be where Michelle and Jesse are in 1 year.
I'm like, you have already been there. You
spoke all of that into existence. Literally everything they said that they didn't want to happen was going to happen, or is right. happening.
So the thing I saw this morning, though, is that Brittany unfollowed Lori K, their publicist, and she is with Jax and Tom Sandoval and Tom Sandoval's new girlfriend in Canada right now. And I saw another thing that somebody was at the restaurant that they were at, and he walked in telling everyone how he's single and he had sex with his publicist in the bathroom. So they're doing it. And there was that picture of them like sitting really close together.
What? I want to see what she looks like. I need to see this.
You haven't seen what she looks like?
No.
I'll show you. Her thing is Lori K.
My jaw literally hit the floor.
Yeah. Lori K. Public relations. So VIP with Vanderpump Rules crew. Like she's with Jax and Schwartz and.
Is she the one next to him?
I don't know if she's where,
like, which one she is.
This is her.
She's not like.
She's all their publicists. She's also a bunch of. She's a Bachelor People's publicist. If it's true, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, like, how do you sleep with one of your clients?
And her wife is also your client. Like, how does that work? It's crazy. Yeah, all the Bachelor people, like Matt and Rachel, Serena.
Oh my god.
Francesca Ferrago.
When did this come out? I literally have not heard this.
I saw it today, or like this weekend. Yeah, on the Bravo pages. It's crazy. Gross. Really gross. Oh my god, look at this. It's a Bravo edition, and it said, smallest man who ever lived, Sandoval.
Oh my god, that is amazing. Do they have one for Jax?
No, they have one for Ariana as the Black Dog, Clara Bow as Jenna Lyons, The Alchemy, Sierra and West. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, Teresa. Katie, who's afraid of little old me. I like that song.
Oh my god. That is a good song. Yes. That is such a Katie song.
I know. It's good. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Dang, yeah, that's a good mix. The smallest man who ever lived is Tom Sandoval. That's freaking just...
Just perfect. Real. Just true yeah. and real. So yeah, that was pretty much it. Ended with them saying that they're never going to get a divorce. And today we found out that there's going to be a two-part reunion for The Valley. And everyone's coming back.
Split everything into parts.
I don't know, because it's so long. I don't know.
I mean,
but now you have two couples who are getting divorced or separated, at least.
That's true. And I guess I would rather take two parts than three parts. I hate the three-part reunions. I think we talked about this before. Like, by the time you get to the second part,
three parts is like nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Like, I'm over this. Bye.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's pretty much it for the Valley. Did you want to kind of talk about Summer House? Or?
Oh, yeah, we could talk about it a little bit. I didn't, like, fully see it. Walk me through it. All I know is, like, I'm really mad at Danielle.
Yeah, so basically, and I know Danielle and Paige are going to get into it the next episode, too. Ugh. I want to say they show that, like.
That's when she goes. You can see Paige, like, kind of controlling herself. Yeah. Which is funny.
So basically, this episode, it kind of does focus a little bit more on West and Sierra. And
which, like, I was going to say, what's the deal with Wes being kind of, like, obsessed with the fact that they haven't had sex and, like, talking about it so much?
Yes. So that's what he talks about it with Amanda and Paige.
Right.
Because he's, like, you know, pretty much asking them, like, how quickly do you usually sleep with somebody? And then they're, like, well, never on the first date. Usually, like, maybe second or third date or whatever. Oh, my God. Amanda was, like, I always make it, like, at least two dates if they want to stick it into this juice box. It was disgusting. I was like, girl. She's like, I don't know where juice box came from.
Yeah, I think Paige is like, juice box, right? Yeah.
So that was like super random. And he's like, well, I'm on weekend six. And they're like, well, how many actual dates have you gone on? And he said like two or three. So they were like, okay, well, I think you're good. Like, that's normal.
That's
like,
normal. And she doesn't want what happened with Austin to happen again.
Yeah. I don't know what happened with it. So did she sleep with that guy?
She slept, like, with Austin. They like kind of dated and it was like a house relationship. And that just can go really sour really bad, because when you're in the house, you're like either trying to hook up with people or you're with someone. But then it's like, if that relationship doesn't transfer to the city, then you're kind of like, can't bring anyone else home again. And it's just, yeah, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's going to happen with him. I definitely know that he can't handle her.
Well, she also just signed her modeling contract. And she's going to be traveling. And she said, like, I'm going to be traveling, like, internationally and stuff, too. So I think once she said that, he was in the car with them. It was, like, her, Paige, and him.
Okay.
And they were driving. It was when they were driving there for the weekend.
Okay.
And I think as soon as she said that, he was kind of like, oh, my God. So, like, now people are asking him, like, so how do you feel about her? Like, do you want things to, like, really work out, like, in outside, like, in the real world and stuff, right, like that. And he's just like, well, now, like, I'm not too sure because she just signed, like, that contract. So I think things are kind of, like, weird,
right,
with them. But then, yeah, she's also just like, you're not going to control when I want to have sex. Like, I'll do that when I'm ready,
right?
Because the girls had told him, like, he was asking us and, like, talking to us about it, and she was just kind of like, fuck, like,
right, okay. Yeah, because it's weird.
Yeah,
I would think it's weird too. I mean, I think he's coming from a bad place. I just think he needs to, like, calm down.
Yeah,
like, relax.
It was just different. I don't know. And then they all go out.
Right.
And, like, everybody goes out. Like, Paige and Amanda go out, too. And that was, like, I feel like the first time I've seen Paige go out, but that was, like, the first time I've seen, like, Amanda go out.
Right.
I've only been watching this season.
And right.
She usually stays home.
She hasn't gone out, yeah.
So I was, like, that's cool. At least she does go out, like, every once in a while.
Yeah.
She's not, like, always the homebody. And she looked like she had fun. Like, she got, like, wasted. And then when they were out, that's, like, at one point, Kyle, Danielle, and Paige were inside, like, sitting at a table. And they were talking about, I think, maybe like Kyle and Amanda's relationship at first. I don't really remember what they were first talking about, but then somehow it turned into, oh, they brought up Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to tell him, like, he's my friend. And they were like, your friend? Like, what do you mean he's just your friend? And she was like, no, he's like my best friend. Like, I want to call him, like, when exciting things happen, like, I want to call him because, like, you know, he's my friend.
Right.
So it's like, I understood what she was saying, but I do think maybe her delivery of it was a little confusing. And then that's when Danielle was like, I'm just going to be, like, straight up with you. I think, like, he gives you a lot and you give him nothing.
Right.
And Paige was just kind of like, okay. Like, she really didn't say
no
much. She just kind of, like, let Danielle, like, tell her.
I think
that
she's gonna go at her. Yeah.
Well, because then even later on, so then they end up having that, like, I think, was it like an alien party?
Yeah, it was like something.
They had like some, like, out of this world, I think it was like out of the world party or something like that. So they all were just, like, dressed up in weird things. And Lindsay talks about how she has a guy coming and it's Balloon Joe. And he's basically, it's so funny because when she says that, she's like, she's telling Gabby and Danielle, I have a guy coming. So, like, for you guys, like, whoever wants to get him, not like for me. But, like, the way that she said it, even because they were all in the kitchen and Carl was there too. And he's like, you have a guy coming? And she's like, no, not for me. Like, for you ladies. Like, whoever wants to, like, go for him. Like, it's Balloon Guy Joe. And I, like, at their last party, she like spotted him out there and was like, oh, he's kind of cute. Like, I think he would be cute for Danielle or Gabby.
Why
like,
is he called Balloon Guy?
Because he literally is the guy who like sets up the balloons. Like, he comes and sets up their balloon arches.
Oh, okay, okay,
like,
okay.
So that's why, like, that's his name. So they have him come set up balloons for this party, and they're like, oh, he is cute. He has like a backwards hat on. And like, I was like, at first I was like, oh, he is like super cute. And Gab, it's like in the morning, they're all setting up, so they're all sweaty and stuff. And Gabby right away is like, I don't want him to see me like this. Like, if I'm gonna talk to this guy later, like, he's not gonna meet me while I'm gross, sweaty, like setting up for a party. No. So she kind of like books it inside and like doesn't really talk to him. But Danielle obviously like takes the opportunity to like kind of talk to him, and she's like, oh, he's cool, like, I'm kind of into him. And Lindsay's like, oh, okay, cool, like, that's awesome, because she basically was bringing him there for one of them. And then later on during the party, he shows up and he's like cleaned up, he's not wearing a backwards hat anymore, not as cute.
Is he, like, not cute?
I mean, he's, like, he's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. For some reason, when, I, like, they first showed him, they also, like, he's not there to be on camera.
Right.
So the clips that they're showing are, like, side clips and, like,
right, you can't know, really he's get not a good really,
like full look.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, he is kind of cute.
Right,
he has the backwards hat on. That always adds.
That's definitely adds.
And yeah, so when he showed up at the party, like cleaned up, I was just like, maybe
not as much.
And Gabby's like super dressed up, and like she goes to try to talk to him, and then Danielle kind of walks up, and then they're all like both talking to him, and then you know he's just kind of like vibing with Danielle basically. So then Gabby just like walks away and is like whatever, and then she's sitting down with Paige and Amanda, and they're asking her about him, and then she's like, yeah, well, like, I'm into him, but you know, Danielle kind of like swooped in, so it's like, it's whatever. And then they were like, what, oh my god, like they got mad about it, because Danielle also had like guys there, she invited guys that she met the night before, like out at the club.
Oh, so she was like, so she
had like a variety to pick up from, because then eventually all the girls were like, Gabby, go over there, like swoop in if you want to go talk to him, like go in there. So they kind of like push her there, and then like Danielle does like back off, like she's not there trying to like stand her guard.
Right.
They weren't like fighting over him, but then Gabby, and she also mentioned like, I guess at one point she had an ex-boyfriend who cheated on her with Danielle.
Yes.
So she does mention that. She's like, so no, I don't want to be put in that same situation. She's like, you know, like I'm not really fighting for this guy. And like, she was like, you know, it was more, I feel like it was more the other girls who were like pushing her to like go out and flirt with him,
because they were already annoyed at Danielle for like everything that she had brought up to Paige.
To Paige. And then and then they were kind of talking at one point. I think Gabby had walked away, Lindsay had walked away, and so it's just Paige and Amanda, and they're like talking about Danielle and basically saying that they're like now understanding everything that apparently Lindsay was saying about Danielle last summer.
Right.
And they're like, I can see it, like she's kind of crazy, like all of this stuff. So they were like totally talking shit about her.
I know. And then her confessional, Paige said, like, you can take your friend, we've had enough now, thank you.
Yes.
Which is like a little much. Like like Danielle has been there for 5 years, 4 years. Like, you can't, I don't know, I think it's rude to treat her that way. Like, do I think she oversteps? For sure. But like, she's as much of this part of this cast now as you all are.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's not just like an added.
She's not just like, this isn't her first summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I also, like, Paige was upset about the stuff that she had said, because she even said, like, she had told Amanda at that point, like, everything that Danielle had told her. And Amanda was like, are you serious? Like, what the hell?
Right.
And she was like, honestly, like, I didn't say anything at that moment. Like, I didn't know what to say. And she's like, honestly, I think I'm just now processing it. And like, now it's really pissing me off.
Right.
So like, it took her like a day to process all of it. So now she's upset. So it was showing like next week, I think they get into it, like Paige goes off on her.
I love when Paige goes off, because she goes like she just goes like New Yorker, like Long Island, like mom real quick. Like, she's like, like hold my earrings.
I
like,
can see that.
It's funny. I can't wait to see that.
I just love her. I was watching, because they have that Summer House after show. So I actually watched it for last week's episode. And there was a part, because on last week's episode, when she's sitting there with Kyle, when he's like crying over
about,
the fact
there's
that
no photos, there's no photos in
there. And then she kind of like changes the subject a little bit, and she's like, is this an immediate ick? And they're talking about like the way he's sitting, because he had like his legs crossed and stuff. So in the after show, they were talking about like icks and stuff, and then like she just started naming all this stuff.
The one where she said, my favorite was just when a guy bends to tie his shoes,
like ick. Because at first I was like, is she serious? But then like she started saying like certain things, I was like, oh, I think she's being sarcastic. And it was just like, it was funny, because like at first I think she was serious.
No, I think she means it. She means, because they talk about it on Giggly Squad.
Oh my god.
And really? It's, you should listen to Giggly Squad, it's really,
she was
good.
Like, when a guy uses an umbrella, immediate ick. Those are for girls.
It's true. Ick, like what, you can't withstand the rain? Like ew. No, the one, the guy bending,
he just wants to be dry.
The guy, like, bending at the waist. It's like, no, get down. Like, don't. Oh, or this one
bending
thing.
Bending at the waist. Yes.
That this gross. Guy did that gave me such the ick. Did I tell you about this? Like, we were at Target and we were dating for, like, 3 months. And I, like, really liked him. But I swear to God, I never saw him the same after this. We were in Target, like, in the vitamin aisle. And he, like, puts his hands, like, on the back of his hips. Like, kind of just, like, resting them there, like,
to like check the stuff out on
there. Yes, oh. To like bend down at the waist and check stuff down, and I was like, ew, like what are you doing? Like, he just looked like such a dad. And it was such a turnoff because I'm 27 years old. Like, I don't want to like look at you. Like, my dad makes that pose, you know, he has like lower back issues. Like, what are you doing? And it was such an ick. And I was like, okay, I get You're it like, now.
That's a 30-year-old pose.
Yeah. Like, that's, like, what are you doing? Like, he was just, I'll show you after. Like, I'll get up and I'll show you.
I think I understand what you're saying. That's hilarious. And I mean, I would get it too. Like, why?
Why? Yeah. Or if I'm with the guy and he can't find a parking spot, ick. Like, I'm like, come on. Like, there's no spot. You have to drive around for 45 minutes. Like, that's embarrassing.
That's not his fault.
It's just like when I'm alone, I always get a parking spot. I never have a problem getting a parking spot. Why do you struggle getting a parking spot? Like, ew.
That's so funny.
I don't know. It's just like a weird, I can't explain it. It's an ick.
I'm like, for me, maybe like tank tops, guys in tank
yes.
tops.
Oh God, no. I couldn't even look at you. You don't, I'm not even on my radar. Or when a guy like sings along to things or like sings like out loud without any music. Ick.
I guess I don't care about that, but like serenading?
Ick.
Ick. I can't do that. I know some girls like that.
No.
But like, no, I don't need a
camera. I mean, I want you to play the piano, but like, I don't need you to like, you know.
Playing the guitar? Ick. I'm just kidding.
Playing the guitar like in Barbie. Because like, I've had guys do that. They pull out the, I can play the, I bet this guy that I'm seeing would do something like that. That sounds like something he would probably like pull out a guitar and like play. It's like, ew.
Yeah.
Play the piano.
Do something. Do the piano.
Yeah. The guitar is just so like, I don't know. I don't need you to like prove you could be. He's in a band. Oh my God, he's in a band. That's like a bit much.
You have a rock star that's about to come in and just you're gonna relate Maddie to Healy? All the Matt Healy songs.
Is this the tortured poets department?
I can fix him.
No really, I can. Only I can. I swear. No. Oh my God, I forgot about that. Oh goodness, we'll forget that existed. Anyway, so I guess that's it.
Yeah, we spilled all the tea.
Thanks for spilling the tea with us and for playing the game. That's fun.
Yeah, we're gonna definitely bring more trivia.
I like it.
Maybe we can find someone like Summer House and stuff.
Yeah. Yay. Well, I guess we'll know for sure pretty soon what else is gonna be going on with the publicist and Jax.
Yeah.
This is a crazy saga for me. It really
that,
is.
Yeah. No, honestly, I had no idea about that. That's like pretty shocking.
It's pretty fucked up.
I don't like, it's shocking, but not to the fact like I don't believe it.
Right. Yeah, it's not like, right. But it's just like, it's kind of just like hard to believe it, he could do that.
Yeah,
because it's like, at least do it with somebody that you're not, you're like, that you pay or takes money off, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she's their publicist
or somebody who also works with your wife,
right?
Like, maybe just avoid that in general.
Yeah. Fucking loser. I was gonna call him the zero guy in the group. That's stupid.
The negative one guy in the group. All right, that's cool. It for this week.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Strange Kitty Productions.